from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How about the Royals, who are right there in a pennant chase, who are in Cincinnati right now taking on the Reds? And I don't know if we're introducing him officially as our VNFL insider today, or is he Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino? Either way, Vinny, great to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, hey, thanks. What is going on with the stadium? Are we getting a new one or what?
To be determined.
I think eventually. I mean, I just don't know where it'll be, if it'll be in Missouri or Kansas or downtown or not downtown. But yes, eventually you will probably play in a new stadium, Vinny.
Gotcha. Okay, I saw some stuff online yesterday. Wasn't sure what was going on. So, but yeah, hey, I'm the Royals first baseman right now. That's what you can introduce me as, and we can handle the football stuff in the off season. You know,
as someone who does play baseball all across the country, how much do you like downtown baseball? Out of curiosity, we're both very much love going to downtown baseball stadiums. Do you like downtown baseball?
Personally, I do. Yeah, I think it's cool to see the cities, like how they, you know, like for instance, we got to Cincinnati on Wednesday night and we went to dinner and it was kind of overlooking the stadium. So it was kind of cool to see just from an outsider's perspective when the fireworks would go off and guys would hit home runs and like when the end of the game and the fireworks and the lights and everything, like it was just cool. You know, you're just sitting at dinner watching that happen. But I think downtown ballparks are cool. But I don't have an endorsement one way or the other for what we do. I love where we play. I'm right in the middle there.
You're in Cincy. So have you ever had Skyline Chili?
I have before, but I can't. It was a few years ago. I don't really remember anything like special or awful about it. Like it was one of those things where it's like, okay, cool.
Didn't have a strong opinion one way or the other. That's fair.
Yeah. No.
When you look at where you guys are in the pennant race, Vinny, it is hard because fans want to live or die by baseball. I assume that you guys take that with a grain of salt, whether fans are mad about a 2-game streak that doesn't seem to go your way or 2 games in a row that do. You must understand that it's good that the fans are that invested, right?
Yeah, it's great that the fans are that invested. Sometimes if you just head onto Twitter, which is tough to do after a loss, you know, you think the season's over. But then you go out after a win and we've won the World Series. So, you know, it's one of those things where you can't make everybody happy no matter what you do. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of people invested with what we're doing here with the Royals. That includes the people that lean more negative. That includes the people that lean more positive. And you got to do what you got to do. I'm a fan of sports teams as well. I totally get it. You have no control over what happens in the games. And the best way to, you know, feel invested is to talk about it. And we appreciate that. So I know people have their opinions, but at the end of the day, like, we're excited with where we're at. We're excited to keep moving forward with this team. And we've got a big 3-game set in Cincinnati here, and then we're back home, and we're excited about it.
This is probably maybe it seems like a small thing or something that isn't discussed a lot, but this is your first full season getting to play everyday baseball, Vinny, where like the shoulder stuff didn't flare up or anything like that. Does it feel different for you to get to play every day? Does it make the game easier? Any of that stuff?
I think it goes in a multitude of different directions. Knowing how my body feels now versus how it felt in May, June, different things like that. Seeing how the league adjusts to me, how I adjust to the league over one true full season. So, it's definitely a different perspective. It's a perspective that I'm looking forward to hopefully having for a while, not just this year. It's just one of those things where, it's definitely changed the way that I need to prepare, because 162 is a different beast than 72 or 61, whatever I've played in the past. So it's something that that my goal going into the season, I think I said it to you guys, was to be available for 162. And, through 100 and however many games that we've played, that's so far been the reality of it. And I'm looking forward to continuing that trend as we head towards the end of the year.
We're talking to Vinny Pasquantino here on 96.5 The Fan. When you go on the road, or if you're at home, no matter who you're playing, do you sense that these teams you go up against, whether it's individual players, any interaction, do you sense that they view you guys differently as well? Because we remember stories from 14 and 15 where teams were kind of testing the young Royals at that point in time and what they could get away with, if you will. Do you sense that at all going on a road trip or anywhere against your opponents?
Maybe not in terms of testing us, but there are definitely comments about how, people are not necessarily impressed, but maybe a little bit surprised with how good we were with, people didn't expect us to be where we're at right now. So I think that's really the only thing, but at the end of the day, like, everybody knows that when, 30 teams, right, everybody's good. You're expecting everybody's best every night. So I don't think we've really caught too many players by surprise, because, when it's time to lock in, everybody's doing the same thing.
When you're talking about those young players being tested, I've been kind of rooting for a brawl all year, Vinny. Would you handle yourself in a brawl?
I know you have. I've seen that on
I'm pro brawl.
For it. We haven't really gotten into too many spots. There was one little dust up with Arizona there, but that got handled, I thought, very professionally and very well done by both teams, to not let that flare up. There's things that come across every year at some point in time where some, tempers get flared, but I don't know if that's necessarily good for the game when there's fights on the field. It's not hockey. We're not allowed to do it.
A couple of weeks ago, I've never seen Salvi that mad though.
Yeah, you mess with Bobby, you're going to get Sal. It's pretty simple. That guy's not going to. I've seen him interact with fans before who have come after Bobby a little bit. So you come after Bobby, you're going to get Sal, which I can't imagine is going to be any fun for anybody.
Thinking of Bobby, the home run the other day, like, he had no business hitting that out of the ballpark. Like, you're someone that obviously has hit some home runs, to say the least. What's your reaction when you see Bobby get a pitch out like that?
The first kind of funny thought that goes on in my head is some analytical baseball person is going to knock him for that because he chased. He went out of the strike zone to swing that pitch, so he loses points for that. It's just incredible. Him to be able to do that. And what was even more impressive was the at-bat that he had. I think it was like 7, 8, maybe 9 pitches. And then, he got to a pitch that he liked, and he was able to put it out of the ballpark. It was super impressive. The way that guy conducts his at-bats and the swings he takes is just, he's really second to none, in my opinion, in the league. And it's been a special season for him so far. He's a special player. And, incredible.
Vinny, I know next Monday you guys will be back at home. We're going to have fan day at the K. If you didn't know, we're now on the FM signal. We're 96.5 The Fan. We are no longer our former selves. We're on the FM dial, as are the games on the radio for the Royals. But I'm racing the Hot Dog Derby for the third straight year. I'll be honest with you, Vinny, I've lost 2 straight times. You watch the Hot Dog Derby more than most people being in the building. Do you have any advice?
Try not to fall down would be my first piece of advice. There's a lot of people who get out of the race is hot, and then they fall down, and it's hard to win when you fall down. Stay on your feet, run a smooth race. Just stay on your feet, have a good pace, and just trust yourself that you're going to get there.
I decided to retire, Vinny. I won a minor league condiment race as a potato once, and then I won as ketchup last year. So I'm out. And now Cody's switching to ketchup this year.
Yeah, I like it. I think that's a good move by you. Really just set the tone that you're a winner, and that's it.
If I get – so last year I bailed because I thought I was going to run into the dugout. If I get too close, will you tell me?
No, I will not. You're on your own. You're on your own. I will be there watching. I hope they let you race Bobby, too, out in the outfield, because you would have
to. Yeah.
No chance. I figured
if they let us do it, they would also crank it up even more than normal just to really embarrass us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hope they do.
We'll be out there Monday. Appreciate it. Good to have you on the show, man. And best of luck the rest of the way. And I know, as you mentioned, it's fun. People, fans, living and dying by every game. And it's great to have that again in Kansas City. So appreciate it.
Yep, no doubt. Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.